From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. A new Missouri law making it harder to sue for discrimination will apparently cost the state $500,000 a year in federal funds. KCUR's Brian Ellison explains.
Federal officials warned the state about a possible loss of funds in a July letter, which only came to light Thursday when it was obtained by House Democratic leader Gail McCann Beatty. The letter says the legislation known as Senate Bill 43, passed earlier this year, renders state law no longer substantially equivalent to the federal Fair Housing Act. The new Missouri law, which Republican leaders heralded as pro-business, raised the bar for proving employment or housing discrimination, requiring proof that race or another protected category was a, quote, motivating factor in a decision. The letter gave Missouri until next March to change the law or lose the funds, which support programs to administer and enforce fair housing laws in the state. I'm Brian Ellison.
Prescription drugs are dispensed to females at a much higher rate than males in Columbia, according to the first quarterly report published Wednesday from Columbia's new drug monitoring program. It details Columbia residents' prescription information, but the Columbia Missourian reports only 10% of physicians have signed up. Missouri is the only state without a statewide program, and it's intended to prevent doctors from prescribing addictive drugs to people who go from one doctor to another. A Democratic senator from suburban St. Louis, who was censored by the Missouri legislature for a Facebook post that hoped for President Donald Trump's assassination, is defending her new tweet that compares Trump to Adolf Hitler. State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal posted a meme Thursday on Twitter that shows Trump taking off a shirt. By the time the shirt is off, Hitler's face is revealed in place of Trump's. The meme is a parody of a much-criticized Dove body wash ad that shows a black woman removing her brown shirt to reveal a white woman underneath in a light-colored shirt. Chappelle Nadal is black, and her mother is from Puerto Rico. She says she was upset by Trump's tweets suggesting Puerto Rico must take on more responsibility for its Hurricane Maria recovery. A new report from the ACLU of Missouri says black students and students with disabilities are far more likely than whites to face school discipline, including corporal punishment, suspension, and expulsion. The report from School to Prison, released Thursday in St. Louis, found that students subjected to school discipline are less likely to succeed and more likely to face legal trouble as they grow up. The report encourages schools and school districts to address the underlying issues behind behavior problems rather than simply sending children out of the classroom or home. The data is compiled from studies by the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, and Missouri-specific data is from the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.